In Vietnam, we got embroiled in October, November of 69 in Plain Morong. My battalion took on 3 regiments of North Vietnamese Army regulars. We took about 80% casualties, and I essentially at that point made up my mind that I was just going to die. Matter of fact, it got to the point that I got bad enough that my company executive officer wouldn't let me go out in the field again because I was a danger to myself and other people.
How did you find out about your diagnosis?
I was working in a house on the second floor over a batch of Vietnamese living next door, and I had flashbacks. The doctor at Christie Clinic at the time diagnosed me as bipolar, but he left, and Dr. Crandall came along and changed it to PTSD. There aren't any really happy points in my life since I've been diagnosed, especially since I was diagnosed as 100% unable to work. That is the saddest point in my life, being told that I can't work anymore, that I'm not capable of working. I just sit by myself and read a book. I don't go out. There's nothing to be happy for, and it's just the way it is. What have been the happiest and saddest moments of your life since I've been diagnosed?
Well, I think actually, oddly enough, the happiest moment was when you were diagnosed as 100%, because I knew that I didn't have to worry about you anymore, trying to find a job and struggling, that we were going to have a decent income. The saddest moment, I think, were probably the times that you thought about killing yourself.
Well, how do you describe my mental illness when you talk to other people about me?
I say that you have post-traumatic stress disorder from Vietnam and you're 100% disabled. And I tell people that it is not something that is a weakness of character or anything, that trauma changes your brain structure, and it's not something that you can help. It's just your brain has been altered, and it's like having diabetes or heart disease or anything else. It's something that has a biological basis to it, and there's nothing that you have done that caused it. What's the biggest lessons you've learned since being diagnosed, and who's been the greatest help for you along the way?
Well, the greatest help has been from my current therapist. A lesson that I've learned from him is that combat PTSD is honorable. It's a war wound. It's not eligible for the Purple Heart because I didn't bleed for it. But it's a war wound, and as such, it should be honored. Is there anything that you've never told me you want to tell me now?
I don't think so. I think I pretty much tell you everything. Sometimes maybe I've ordered something online and I forgot to tell you. Now I think we pretty much share everything. Is there anything you've never told me but want to tell me now?
Just how much I love you. There are not words to express what you mean to me. You stood by me for 42 years through hell. I just don't have words to express it.